The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J. Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now. On Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone. Woo.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, 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 bring them out,
bring them out. Oh, God! Welcome into the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we've got Shay, we've got JC, we've got you for a three-hour ride on the Deal Breakers Thursday. One open phone line for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, thanks for keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. And, Cap, we're going to have Shot or No Shot come up in an hour from now, but you know it's meat and cheese week. Does it feel like Bears and Packers? No, because of not only the Bears being bad so far this season, but also the Packers underachieving as well. But as you all know, every time that we start an NFL season, especially when we talk about the NFC North, we try to figure out how we, the Chicago Bears and Bears fans, measure up against the Packers. Now, you and I grew up in an era in which the Bears, especially in the Ditka regime, was just hammering the Packers. I don't know what my dad was talking about from the 60s. All I know is that in 1983-84, going that way, where it's Forrest Gregg against Mike Ditka, I just remember the Bears being dominant. And, of course, that has totally flipped over the last, what would you say, 20 years or more?
Well, since Favre actually got upright, mobile, got out of Atlanta, got to Green Bay, got rolling, that's when it flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the 80s, we beat the H out of the Packers.
Yeah.
Remember with Don Majkowski? In the asterisk game, as Ditka called it, because he was over the line of scrimmage and they didn't have review back then.
Mm.
Don Majkowski threw a game-winning touchdown to beat the Bears, and that was like massive news that we lost once to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Ditka out, Packers up, and have dominated ever since. That said, we signed Tim Boyle yesterday, we being our Bears. Tim Boyle, off the Lions practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we're at now?
Tim Boyle.
We've got to get a veteran who can't play very well off the Lions' moribund practice squad, and he might see action for us on Sunday. Because Justin, the meatball in me, wants him to play.
Sure.
I don't think he's going to, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Siemian didn't practice yesterday. The oblique is a problem. You can't take a shot of Toradol every day. It's physically not possible.
Sure.
So do they medicate him up again and try and get him on the field? It's going to be 38 degrees with a wind chill in the 20s. Nate Peterman ain't very good. That's just a fact. Tim Boyle ain't better.
Mm-hmm.
So is it Aaron Rodgers against Tim Boyle? Is it Aaron Rodgers against Nate Peterman? Where are we? I don't No. It's still meat and cheese week. It's still fun because it's Bears-Packers.
Yeah.
We stink.
And so do they, for a change.
But they're better than we are.
No, but you see the one loss record. Come on now.
No question.
Ask the average Packer fan, are they happy about the way the season's been progressing? I mean, this is a quarterback off of ayahuasca, high off his ass or whatever that does for him, and he has not been the same guy. And once again, there's been this issue with Aaron Rodgers and his team. And, of course, it's not a season without Aaron Rodgers bitching about something about his team. And as a leader, he could do that because he's got enough cachet on the team to be able to do that. But when I look at their roster, yeah, do they have more talent? Absolutely. They could actually be able to make a short run here if Aaron Rodgers is healthy enough, because I always will give him the benefit of the doubt. Hey, man, it's a shock collar around my neck when I see Aaron Rodgers, because when I see him, it's like, because I know that he's going to be able to control the Bears because we've seen it so often, right? He hurts us in so many different ways.
So I don't despise Aaron like so many do. My brother can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that he owns us and beats us every year.
Sure. But you respect him, though.
I do. Mm-hmm. I actually would like to sit down and have a beer with the guy. I would. I would like to talk to him.
Yeah.
His perspective on life is so different than mine. I guess I'm more of a square compared to the acid using. Didn't he say the greatest day of his life was he took acid on the beach down
so.
With his friends?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had ayahuasca. That's a hallucinogenic tea in Peru.
That doesn't make him more cooler than you, though, quite frankly. Just because he's experimented with drugs doesn't make him cooler.
No, just his whole perspective on life with the I'm immunized, but I didn't really get vaccinated, but I'm not going to tell you that. Like, everything that we come at it from two different, wildly different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about him that I'm intrigued by. I find him interesting. I would love to sit down and talk to him. That said, I would love to see Dominique Robinson, Travis Gibson, somebody come off the edge. Freaking sack that dude. Ball comes out. Bears scoop it up. Scoop and score.
Mm-hmm.
And we win the football game. That would be spectacular. I just don't think it's going to happen.
And then you woke up from your fever dream.
Correct.
And there's the difference right there.
Correct. But when I wake up Sunday morning,
yes,
Brett and I will go get breakfast. I will head to work. Mm-hmm. And I will be very excited to watch Bears-Packers, even if it is Tim Boyle or Nathan Peterman against Aaron Rodgers. It's Bears and Packers. I grew up on it. I love it.
I love Bears and Packers, too, because it's just part of me growing up as a Bears fan. You know, being in the back room with my dad and his friends, couldn't see the screen very much because there was just all this smoke, cigarette smoke and, of course, pipe smoke. And the drinks were flowing, and it's just me just there watching them enjoy the game. So I'll always remember watching Bears and Packers or just Bears games in general on the old Sears Model TV, Cap. Ah, the Sears Model TV. We were farting through silk back then because it was in Technicolor.
Ours was from Montgomery Wards. Remember that?
Yes. So you know things were good, Cap, when you saw the good Bears game in Technicolor TV. Well, here we are again in 2022 with the Bears and Packers. But this feels different, though. It feels different because we're used to seeing the Bears on the downslope, mm-hmm. usually because the Bears don't measure up more times than not. But we're not used to the Packers being in this scenario right now where they're underachieving, they're under 500. The Vikings are the class of the NFC North. So it makes me wonder about what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you and I, as a show, are very optimistic about Justin Fields and the development of Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time you look around, Fields is not even playing. And more than likely, he won't play Sunday, but yet TV will always find a way to get him on one of these shows.
No question.
I mean, he's not playing, but still, it might be a short segment. It might be a long segment on FS1 or ESPN, but they're all saying, well, what's the future hold for the Bears
or
with Justin
Fields?
Up
there. Should the Bears play Justin Fields? And it gives him 15 minutes of content.
Think about
nationally.
That. For a guy that's not playing, that's got a bum wing. But what about the other side of it, though, with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? See, I never count them out until they're officially eliminated because we're so used to seeing them in the playoff mix. My criticism for the Packers over the years is, okay, so you always win the North or you always beat the Bears. All right, you beat the Bears, okay? So that you're the valedictorian of your summer school class. What a nice accomplishment.
Correct.
You beat the Bears.
Correct.
Who doesn't?
Correct.
Okay, so now what do you do with that? The Packers have been always talented enough to be able to win the NFC and get to the Super Bowl more times than not. But what holds them back? 49ers game or some playoff game in which they underachieve. So what about now, Cap? It is different. It's different. So who has the advantage now for the future? Because, yes, we know what's happening right now in 2022. But 2 or 3 years from now, who will have the edge? Will Rodgers still be around? Will this be the Jordan Love show? Will Matt LaFleur still be in the mix as a head coach? And what about Justin Fields and their development of him and the team? Who's going to have the edge in 2 or 3 years?
2 or 3 is a great question. Mm-hmm. Next year, it's still Green Bay. Now, sure, we should be better. But if you look at their team, Aaron Jones isn't going anywhere, I wouldn't think. A.J. Dillon's not. So they're as good or better than us in the run game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if David Montgomery's going to be here. Christian Watson, he's better than any receiver we've got probably, because Darnell Mooney's, I don't know what his future is coming off ankle surgery.
You've been leaning in the belief that more than likely Montgomery will not be here next year.
Yeah, unless he's willing to take a deal that Ryan Poles feels he can fit in. Go look at the list of free agent running backs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good names on there that aren't all. I'm not advocating we go sign Saquon Barkley for $100 million. I'm not saying that. But there's plenty of good names that you can get a good running back. So if David wants to be here and the contract works, keep him. If it doesn't work, there's a bunch of names on that list. Start checking them off, the ones that you feel fit in your scheme. But if you look at that list of players they have, would you rather have Christian Watson than any receiver we have? I probably would.
Yes, absolutely.
He's a stud. Mm-hmm. Alan Lazard, he's okay. He's better than most of the guys we've run out there.
All.
Romeo Doubs, he's like the guys we've got. Mm-hmm. Bakhtiari, he's better than any offensive lineman we run out there.
Right.
Elgton Jenkins, better than any offensive lineman we run out there. So my point is, you start looking at their offense, they need to make some tweaks. They need to add some things to it. They got to get better health. They got a whole lot better roster right now than we do. 3 years from now, I don't think you could say that.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the quarterback play, in which if Aaron Rodgers, after next year, after next season, if he goes someplace else or if he retires, it's Justin Fields versus Jordan Love or whoever quarterback that the Green Bay Packers bring in. All I know is that it's been harmful for Bears fans to see the seamless transition from Favre to Rodgers, in which you're still dominating the Bears. Like, without stopping, they've been able to dominate the Bears more times than not between those two quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, Cap, I believe that the Bears will have the brighter future, I would say, in 3 years. Especially if Rodgers is not in the division anymore, if he's not playing for the Packers. But once again, we're talking about the unknown, right? As much as you and I look at polls and say, I understand the direction he's going in, will that be a good direction? Right? You're trying to be able to get it done with free agency in the draft the next couple of years. Will you succeed? And that's the big question.
That is exactly the question. We have all this cap space.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick 2, 3, 5, whatever. I don't know if they're going to win another football game, so they may end up staying right where they're at, finish 3-14 and pick number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Are you convinced he's going to get that right?
I don't know.
Because in 2017, we all thought, oh, picking 2, we're going to get a hell of a play. It turned out to be Mitch.
Yeah.
And those of us that supported Mitch were dead wrong. Dead wrong. It didn't work out. But it wasn't my job to pick Mitch. It was Ryan Pace's job, and he missed. When he had the 7th pick, we thought, get a hell of a player. That turned out to be Kevin White. Bad pick. Leonard Floyd, when the night after the draft, no, the day after the draft, I walked in here, and Yurko was coming up after me.
Yeah.
With Carm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Johnny, we got a Georgia kid. Can't play, kid. Not in here. He's got no, what did he say?
No,
he's
bottom.
Got no something in his ass. No, yeah. Lead in his ass. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He's like, lower half, kid. He's not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Then I turned you on that night. And you said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I watch every Georgia game. He can't play. Not at the level we need him to play at.
Always around the tackle. Or the pile, not the reason for the pile.
Correct. It's a lot different when you got Von Miller and Aaron Donald occupying everybody,
mm-hmm.
and he was a speed guy.
Yep.
They got Roquan. That worked out. Now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think they're heading in opposite directions. Maybe.
All right. Well, let's do this. Of course, we always welcome your phone calls here on Cap and Jay Hood, but we know that in the shadows, Cap, we have a lot of Packer fans that listen. Mm-hmm. Now, from here, that maybe switched and went from the Bears to the Packers. We had a couple of calls like that as well. So let's ask this question. Let's open the phone lines on the Bears here in our 7 o'clock hour. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Are the Bears and Packers going in opposite directions? Which team has the brighter future? We laid out Justin Fields and the Bears and what they could be. And then there's the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. He's still on the roster, by the way. And we say future. We're talking about in a year, in a couple years. Can the Bears turn this around where it's their division again? Let's talk about it right here on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Captain J Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Thursday. Talking to you about the Bears at 312-332-3776. Coming up, it'll be Shot or No Shot. That's coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. If you're just joining us, Cap and I were talking about just looking at the Bears and the Packers, because it is meat and cheese week and the Bears will take on the Packers. And of course, more than likely in your household or amongst your friends or family, there's always one side or the other. Either you're a Packer fan or Bears fan, or you do something special for this rivalry. It's one of the best rivalries in sports still. And so we're just asking the question for the future, when we take a look at where the Bears are, because everyone is over the top about what Justin Fields could be. And actually, it's a polarizing topic, Cap, based on the calls we've had this year, especially this week, where we talked about Justin Fields and the way that he's able to play the position. Is it sustainable, the way he's able to run the football and also try to learn to throw on the run? And we gave empirical evidence about Justin Fields and taking a look at Hurts from Philadelphia and others that have been able to run with the football and pass it and be a dual threat. It's just interesting because the topic of Justin Fields is somewhat polarizing for some.
It is. And yesterday we had, if you didn't listen, we had a gentleman call in. Yeah, Justin, just a runner. That's all he does. And he runs too much, and it's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you think of Jalen Hurts? Now, that's a guy who throws. He doesn't run as much. He's carried the ball more than Justin has.
Yes.
That's what the stats say. Justin Fields has the ability to run the football. He was not a running quarterback. We read the NFL.com scouting report. Can use his legs when needed, but is more of a pocket passer. That's what he did in college.
Mm-hmm.
He just, please do not buy into the PFF nonsense, I almost swore, the BS that they spew. The Bears actually have a top 15 offensive. No, they don't. Their offensive line stinks. There's a couple of guys that have played decent football at times. Tevin Jenkins has had a nice year when he's been on the field. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? That offensive line's terrible. When Justin gets receivers who can get separation, when Justin is protected in a clean pocket regularly, like, we need an Olin Krutz at center. We need to go get a Jimbo Covert to play left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those guys right now.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be around forever.
Correct.
And so when we look at these quarterbacks and we say, boy, these guys are playing in their late 30s, Cap, in our early 40s. What's happened? Well, the nutrition's different. The workout's different. Where when someone was 40 and an athlete, say 20 years ago, that's supposed to look like Jamie Moyer. It's supposed to look like Charlie Huff.
Right.
Guys are like, boy, that guy looks old. Yeah, he's 40. He's got weather. He got baseball face. Old, can barely move.
Right.
Danny Darwin. That's what it's supposed to look like, right?
But it's not like that today because of sleep technology. I mean, all the things, the diet and the massage and the cryo and the everything these guys do is different today.
Now, but back then, the way that you work out is the hard living, liquor, cigarettes, women.
Right. Remember the famous picture of Len Dawson, rest in peace?
Yeah.
Len Dawson was the Hall of Fame quarterback of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
He is on the sideline while the defense is playing.
Yeah.
Tom Brady looks like a supermodel.
Yes.
Len Dawson has a Fresca. Wasn't it a Fresca?
Mm-hmm.
In his hand and a cigarette.
Yeah.
A cigarette.
Yeah.
With his helmet right next to him. Turnover, you're back in. Put the cigarette out, go back on the field. It's a different world today, man.
Hard living.
Like, my kids saw that picture and he had a cigarette. Was that Photoshopped? I'm like, no, we didn't have Photoshop in 1972.
Right.
That's not Photoshopped. He smoked a cigarette on the sideline.
Now, yes. Now, Aaron Rodgers could still be around, but as a, will he be effective? That's the thing. And how much longer will he be with Green Bay? When we take a look at both teams, Green Bay and the Bears, yeah, I like the future. I just like to know, especially this upcoming offseason, what's it going to look like? What are you going to do to help Justin Fields? That's what I'm about, Cap, as a Bears fan. What do you have in store to be able to protect and help and support Justin Fields?
Agreed.
312-332-ESPN is our telephone number. We want to get your thoughts. Now, who's got a brighter future? Is it the Packers or is it the Bears? Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Kansas City, Missouri, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Travis on ESPN 1000. Hey, Trav.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we today?
What's up?
No, not much. How do you guys feel about what Shane Falco doing this week and Paul Blake from Necessary Roughness? What are they doing this week?
I would take Shane Falco right now. Justin?
I agree.
Stay out of the cold. Get healthy. See you next season. Get rehabbed. Start lifting weights. Working on your stuff. Shane Falco would be awesome.
But see, here's what happens, Travis. You know how this works. So Fox will be able to say, here's Aaron Rodgers, and he has been a stalwart for the Green Bay Packers against the Bears. And now, here's a long list of quarterbacks that the Bears have had in there against Aaron Rodgers. And it's going to look like All in the Family at the end with a long scroll of names that's going to be up there. For God's sakes, how many quarterbacks have the Bears have had against Aaron Rodgers? And Tim Boyle might be part of that as well.
Right on.
It still sucks.
People are in their car going, Tim Boyle, who are you talking about? I thought his name is Pat Boyle. No, Pat is a dear friend who broadcasts at NBC Sports Chicago and here at ESPN 1000. Tim Boyle was signed off the Lions practice squad yesterday. He's a veteran. He's been around a long time. He's just not very good.
Just the idea that he'll be part of this mix is just nonsense.
It's insane.
I mean, look, I'm not asking for Justin Fields to go out there. I'm not. I don't, because I understand he's not 100%. So I get that. But my God, just some guy off the scrap heap that's not Nathan Peterman, that's not... hold on a second. Here's the other thing I don't know, Cap. You got to help me with this. So are we saying that Simeon won't play or that he's questionable?
He missed practice yesterday with the oblique injury. So... we don't know. He missed practice. Brisker and Gordon still in concussion protocol. Did not practice. There are 10 that were listed on the injury report yesterday.
It's a mass unit.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, you and I could literally go up there and play.
It's pretty bad.
10 guys.
So let me just, for those that missed our show on Monday, let's give Simeon his flowers. Because he did not want to be embarrassed by saying, I've been sitting here on the shelf all this time, and I go to warm up against the Jets. Oh, God! The oblique!
Right.
It's like me, Cap, trying to get my hat in the backseat of my car, and I'm stretching over. Ah!
Right. You feel that spasm in your side. Right, you're like, exactly. Oh, God. Because you were too lazy to get out of the car, yes. Open the back door, and yes. Get it out.
I can get it, hon. Could you get that bag? Yeah, no problem. Oh!
Right!
Exactly. That's sitting, it's on the floor behind her seat.
Right.
And I'm just, I got it. I got the long arm of the law. I'll be able. Oh! That's what happened to him.
Okay.
Simeon.
Okay. And then he went in, and as Matt Eberflus said, he got some medication that is code for a shot of Toradol, which Alex Brown talked about the other day, as did Lance. You take it and you don't feel anything. You're numb. Numb.
By the way, a quick sidebar. May I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Anken Law. 312-6 million for the great Howard Anken. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Do I have change?
I might have to
find myself here. So I told you when I had my back issue that I took, what was it, Toradol?
Toradol is what the athletes take.
I checked one of the old bottles from back then. Was a couple of winters ago. Tremadol.
It's a bit different, Hody.
I mean, it still does the job for the back, but I'll take a Toradol. It's in pill form. No, actually, boob, it's Tramadol. Oh, God.
That's it.
I mean, it does the same thing, but I think Toradol, a little stronger.
Alex Brown said he took the shot. He went out and played. He goes, we got to the locker room at halftime. I'm like, my back is still messed up. And they're like, well, we've given you the shot. He goes, give me another one. They're like, another one?
Yeah.
He said, Cap. They shot me up at halftime again. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't feel anything, even my legs. I was running, and I couldn't feel them hitting the ground.
Yeah.
He goes, and then it wore off on the plane ride home. It was a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, in the middle of that flight, I woke up. Oh, God. I can't move.
I can imagine,
Help
right?
me off the plane.
Yes. But give Simeon credit, because he didn't want to be embarrassed. You mean this guy that's been sitting here with the clipboard, now he can't play? You got to bring somebody else in? Simeon, for the first half, did well.
Yeah, he's a competent football player.
In the second half, he was only sacked twice, by the way.
But he was pressured.
Yeah.
That Jets defense is nasty.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we want to give Simeon his flowers. Maybe he won't play Sunday. It just, but I think that is, it gives you a little bit of a pause, Cap, that if he didn't practice Wednesday, doesn't mean he won't play. But, man, Wednesday's supposed to be the day when the bell rings, and he's not out there?
Correct. The game plan, the install, as they like to call it, goes in.
Oh, boy.
He's not there yesterday. I would assume he's not going to be there today, but we'll find out later. So it's Peterman and Tim Boyle. They got Aaron.
God.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, if you know, and if you're Aaron Rodgers, you go, who do they have over there? Tim Boyle? I'm ready. Shoot this up. I'm ready.
I own you still.
Touchdown. Sad. Easy. Bam. That's what he does. That's what
it actually
like.
Would be funny. Not because, I don't want it to happen because it's our team against. If he ran one and then turned to the crowd and goes, I still own
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would be funny.
It would not surprise me.
Because Justin's coming, man. Whether it's this year, next year, 24, they know.
Yeah.
Our future's back.
Who has the brighter future, the Bears or the Packers? 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We see you on hold. We'll get to your phone calls next. Also still to come, some thoughts from Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus. They spoke yesterday. Fields offered an update on his health. How healthy does he need to be to play on Sunday? We find out coming up next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up an hour from now, we'll have Deal Breakers. You never know. We're going to hear on Deal Breakers. It's a must listen to, like the show. 8:35 are Deal Breakers right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Couple things for you. One, Dr. Citrenberg, our guy.
Yes,
who
great
is
guy.
The infectious disease guru of the world.
That's the guy that we talked to right at the beginning.
We talked to him 25 times on the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. With the pandemic, we talked to him right at
Correct.
The beginning. Yeah.
Correct. And he was my, you know, he's a dear friend, go-to guy I would call. All right, I've got to do this, or we have a one-month-old grandson. Is he safe to do that? Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
He just texted in. He's enjoying the show. As always, Toradol is a non-steroidal similar to ibuprofen, but stronger and quicker onset of action because you get the injection. No risk for addiction. Tramadol, which your partner took, is a much more potent drug with risk for addiction. It's considered a narcotic.
Well,
be careful.
Well, why do you think the show sounds so good?
That's it.
I'm taking one every day.
There you go. So drops it in his coffee.
That's exactly
opens
right.
Opens it up.
There you go, Citrenberg. That's why the show sounds the way it does. Because I have a narcotic every morning.
It's funny.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number.
That's funny.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, got to have it. Got to have an edge, don't you?
No wonder you're so spry in the morning.
So we talked to you about the Bears and the Packers. It's meat and cheese week, and Cap and I want to find out from you. Now, who has a brighter future, the Bears or the Packers? As we go to the phone lines to talk to you, we'll say hello to Paul in Orland Park on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's
how are
up,
you?
Man?
Hey, the reason you guys are talking about why quarterbacks are playing till they're 40 now. I know the nutrition and exercise and everything's different. Also, the rules are different. They don't get hit as much.
That is true. That is true. I mean, you cannot breathe on a quarterback these days.
That's correct.
No, you can't. I mean, imagine the 85 Bears playing now. They'd be penalized every down.
We watched in Florida with my kids the 85 Harry Callis, rest in peace, Harry Callis, narrated NFL Films video. My God. They could not believe the hits that, like, Wilbur Marshall laid out Joe Ferguson. He was out.
Yes.
They had to literally help him up and drop him on a cart. It was, like, scary.
You know what's funny about that, Paul, is that the NFL want that to be like snuff films. They don't want you to see those films anymore. Right. They try to bury those memories.
Yes.
Because of CTE and all that. But you know what? When I can dig it up every now and then, I'll definitely watch.
Oh, we watched, and they could not believe how violent the game was.
Yeah. Paul, we appreciate the phone call. Now, you see, Paul leaves line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Kenosha, Wisconsin. Here's Brian on ESPN 1000. All right, Brian.
Hey, buddies. How you guys doing today?
What up, Bri?
Brian from Kenosha.
How's Junkie Hood doing next to you? Is he scratching himself a lot?
He is.
Yeah.
He's jittery. Hey, he needs a hit of his Tramadol.
That's right. The question about who's got a brighter future, it's easily the Bears. I know the Bears are ripe with you know, poor decisions, and, you know, they're notoriously cheap and all that stuff. But if you look at that Jordan Love trade or that Jordan Love draft, that Jordan Love draft was criminal. And the idea that you draft somebody after being in the NFC Championship game, and then you draft somebody who's good, best-case scenario, not going to touch the turf for years, why would you do that?
Well, like, they did that with Aaron Rodgers, and I think that worked out pretty well.
Yes, but Aaron Rodgers was a prohibitive, he was thought of as a first overall pick.
On the board at 24, I believe.
You're right, he fell, but that was simply a state of other teams not needing a quarterback in that position. Aaron Rodgers was up there as being potentially one of the first overall picks in that draft. Jordan Love was a reach at third round, let alone first round. Like, there's no way you can equate Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers. It's a completely different draft scenario. Completely different draft scenario. It's just, it's criminal. And that same group of people is still going to be there once Aaron Rodgers is gone. And I'll tell you, I would not be surprised if 2 years after Aaron Rodgers retires, it's a whole new regime in there, because they're going to flounder once he's out.
That's a big statement. I mean, it went from Favre to Rodgers. We're sure we're not going Favre to Rodgers to Love.
We're not sure.
Now, listen, I'm not going to say a quarter makes a quarterback, but all I'm telling you is that what we saw in Sunday Night Football, Cap, we saw Jordan Love with, and you can say the Eagles were playing protect, you know, that they were just, you know, sitting back, laying in the cut, you know, allowing him to be able to throw those passes, but he still had to connect. He looked competent back there. Maybe the Eagles were just kind of like playing prevent and just allowing this to happen. If they score, they score. But you still had to make those passes. He did not look embarrassing out there. You saw this, right, toward the end of the game?
I did. Hold on. I'm looking up something. I want you to compare the numbers. I want you to tell me what.
You can understand why a Bears fan would be a little bit, you know, jittery if Love becomes something and the Bears still trying to figure out what they want to do at quarterback.
Okay, now I'm going to push back on Brian, who was in the drive-thru, obviously, getting his morning breakfast.
Yeah. But
did you hear that?
But weren't you there, too? It sounded like you were there also. Because right in the middle of the call, he goes, "Have a good day, Cap."
Yeah, that was
you me. Sure that wasn't you there in Kenosha, too?
Okay. Here's what they write about Justin on NFL.com. I read the scouting report yesterday. I won't waste your time with that. Will be 6.45 prospect grade. Will become good starter within 2 years. That's Justin Fields. Jordan Love, the same exact group. I'm not on a different website, same one.
Okay.
6.36 will eventually be plus starter. So I will push back on Brian that he was a reach where they took him. He was definitely a first round grade.
Sure.
Definitely.
I remember that.
So they didn't reach, they just didn't address an area of need that Aaron wanted.
It was smart for the Packers to do that because they had to think about the future. That's why the Packers did that. We also said at the time of the draft that Jordan Love would be sitting for a while.
Yes.
Just like Aaron had to sit behind Favre all those years.
3 years.
Well, same thing.
How can you not play Justin as a rookie? Because he wasn't ready. Matt Nagy didn't do a lot great here. He was right. 100%. He wasn't ready. And Jordan Love is sitting now for 3 years at least.
All right, coming up, we'll take your phone calls. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Joey, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll get to you next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cap and J-Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming, Cap, on the
ESPN Chicago app.
Chicago app.
That's it.
That's all Chip Carey, you know.
That's it.
That's all I'm doing.
100%.
312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We're with you till 10. Greeny, and I don't know if it's Greeny. You know, he's under the weather.
He is.
He's not well. He's under the weather. So it's Greeny's show at 10.
I ran into, you know who I ran into yesterday at the gym? Jason Kipnis. Remember him?
Yes.
We started talking. He said, hey, have you got your flu shot? Out of nowhere. Have you got your flu shot yet? He was with his girlfriend. I said, yeah, I actually have. Mm-hmm. We have a grandson who's going to be 2. That's a requirement for my daughter-in-law. Yeah, you're not bringing that flu around here. He said, I didn't get it, and I got the flu.
Mm.
The worst. He said it was the single sickest he's ever been. He said, I can't begin to tell you how bad the strain is this year. It's horrific.
Yeah. Gotta be careful.
I got it. I'm good.
Gotta be careful.
I just
careful.
Heard a friend of mine said even he got the flu shot, and even he's getting his ass kicked by the flu with the flu shot. He said his wife didn't get the flu shot, and she's like on bed rest.
Yeah. My good friend Matt Buckman, I work with over at TV, he got it. He said, I've never been sicker in my life. He said, I've had plenty of colds and flus, and he's had COVID. He said, you can't imagine how awful it is. I don't want to know.
So,
wash your hands, everybody.
So, actually, the moral to this story is don't get the shot. Sneeze on everybody. Here's Joey G in Melrose Park on ESPN 1000. All right, Joey.
Well, give him a couple Tramadols. He'll be okay.
That's it.
So it helps me, that's Joey.
All right, number one, I shut down Justin. Like you said, Cap, send him to a beach, relax, and lift weights. Number two, I trust Brian Poles 100%. He seems like a smart, intelligent guy. I got permission from Shay. Cap, I sent you a video yesterday of a beef run.
I you know, I got to watch that video. I did not watch it. I saw the picture, like the screenshot of the video.
A beef run?
Right. Here's my story, and then I'm going to get off the phone before Shay cuts me off. Yep. I would like to thank Danny Zetterman for taking my first phone call 2 years today.
How about that?
Oh, happy anniversary.
I would like to thank Shay, the Drill, McFarland, for his professionalism with me on the phone.
Okay.
I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Jonathan Hood.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank my guy, Mr. David Kaplan.
My guy, Joey.
I don't know this gentleman, but I got a text. And here it is. I'm not blowing smoke up your guys' wahoos.
Uh-huh.
I had nothing to do with this. Holy crap. It's Joey G from ESPN Chicago. Love you on Cap and J-Hood. Hearing your voice makes me feel at home. All the way from Phoenix, Arizona. You demand Joey. I owe this text to all you guys at the ESPN 1000 show from 7 to 10. You guys are rock solid.
That's awesome.
Cap, I feel like we've been friends for 30 years. Hopefully, me, you, Hoodie, whoever, in January when you slow down with your schedule, we go grab a beef and an ice.
Yes, we're going to get a beef and an ice, and you want to go to Chickie's Beef, he sent me, in Hillside.
That's really awesome.
Chickie's. I always was a Johnny's Beef in Melrose Park guy, or River Forest. We'll go there.
Joey G, happy anniversary, and thanks for being part of our show every morning.
I love that dude.
Yes.
He's awesome.
I like the beginning of that call. It sounded like he just won the Oscar.
Yes.
I want to thank Jonathan Hood and David Kaplan.
And Shay McFarland. as he called you. Some thoughts here from Justin Fields. Fields has gone back to just giving short answers now about what's going on with him. This is Fields with the press.
Give us sort of a comparison last Wednesday to today in terms of how you're feeling and where you're at and where the limitations are.
Yeah, I feel better than last Wednesday for sure. So just feeling better each and every day.
What is still not there for you that you're still trying to get?
I'm not sure. We'll figure out today at practice and figure out what I can and cannot do.
Are you proceeding through the week expecting to start on Sunday?
It just depends on, what I can do in practice and stuff like that. So, again, it's my first day this week when I'm getting out on the field, so we'll see. No more after today.
What could you do last week?
Just basic stuff. Again, we'll see. I feel better than last week, so we'll see how I feel this week and after today's practice.
There you go. Gave you straight answers. That's all he knows right now.
I like that he's honest. He gives his answers. You could tell, I think, that somebody up there said, don't be so forthcoming.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell them that you tore a ligament and you did this and you did that. Just pump the brakes a little.
Do it the way Eberflus does it.
Fields' shoulder, he's going to be limited today as he was last week. He continues to improve, but he'll be day by day as we go.
That's it. How about that, LaGrange, Bob?
Hey, how about that?
Hey, Bob, where you been hiding, man?
The last guy you had up, you should put him on the commercial. The guy that was talking about you're going to have a beef with you.
Yeah, Joey. So it's our guy.
It's Bob Morfetcher. I'm not going along, get along. The reason you don't want Fields to play because he's going to set more records. He's number 13 in passing touchdowns. I got to see if he can pass. What have you been looking at? He's thrown 13 touchdowns. And so, can he pass? He passed then. So now, he can run. So all these people trying to sit him down. I'm going to say it one more time. They should go sit down their job for 5 weeks so somebody can take their job. Because the less he play, the less stats he have. He may break the record this year for rushing. I said that. Oh, by the way, Cap and Hoodie, I got Fields as number 7 quarterback in the NFL. I don't know who the first 6 is. And the guy up north,
Rodgers. Well, hold on. Wait a second. Yeah. You have at number 7, and you don't know the other 6?
Well, no. You do Rodgers. You do Brady. That's your job.
No. You gave us number. You said he's number 7 on your list,
and you obviously have 6 guys you have ahead of him.
Right.
Hey, Hoodie. You say tomato and I say tomato.
I say goodbye. That's what I say. Hell are you talking? Again, by the way, medicine time for you, 8:30. Don't miss your dose. Shot or no shot, 2 minutes. My God.